thank you for playing our delightful piano intro, Robo Laura Hall. That was really nice. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to 10-Speed Bicycles. It's a show where we would rather be riding our 10-speed bicycles, but since we can't, we're just going to podcast about it.
How many times do we have to go through this? It's Trends with Benefits. Why don't you just survey the room? Look who's in here.
Gabe, we're happy that you're getting fit now, you're riding bikes, but come on. That's not the podcast we're doing right now.
Right. Okay. Sorry again. The weird thing
write
is,
it down.
When I record the other podcasts, I never do this.
Of course.
Of course.
But you're right. We don't talk about 10-speed bicycles on this show. What we do is talk about... Why they keep laughing when I do that. What we do is talk about trends. It's Trends with Benefits, and it's the show where I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two good friends, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hello. And we have a guest with us today. He is a writer, an improviser, a comedian.
You may know him from Here Comes the Boom.
Are you in Here Comes the Boom?
No, but I worked on it for a day.
It's Rich Camp. Yay.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, guys. I didn't know you were here.
Yes, you did. You came here with us. We met Rich in New York last summer for DCM when we were there. We actually got rejected, but we went anyway, and that's how much we love improv.
She's talking about the Del Close Marathon, for those of you who don't know.
And she's talking about how they all tried to sleep with me, but I rejected them.
Wow.
That is true. One at a time, we all tried.
Well, we put a lot of work into our application. Like, Gabe made an app for this idea that we had about playing Fuck, Marry, Kill on stage.
We weren't ready. We weren't ready then. And
no,
we're
you're
ready
right.
Now.
You're right. It would have been weird.
I want to just pitch my idea for DCM this year. It's called Dad Prov.
Right.
Yeah, we saw that.
You saw that?
I think so.
Didn't yeah, we? I think I, yeah. that's a real thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's different from what your idea was, because you told me this idea a couple days
ago. I want to improv with our dads.
Oh, no, no. Oh, yeah, that is different.
My dad did mention he wants to start a comedy team with me.
Mm.
He had a dream
that's
about
sweet.
It, but now he's pitching me ideas to make this a reality.
Wow.
Okay, I'll ask my dad. He probably would love to.
Yeah, and I my dad would be great. English is not his first language.
Yeah, it's the same with my dad. Doesn't speak English.
Me too.
He
speaks English, but it's not his first language.
Oh, well, my dad doesn't speak English at all. He speaks like his own language. He made up his own language.
What does it sound like?
Like Nell?
It's like give me a sentence. Give me any sentence.
The long dog ate a hot dog.
Okay, so he'll be like, the pause, long pause, dog pause.
Does he say pause?
He says pause.
Okay.
But he says it faster than that, so it's a little hard to understand what he's saying.
But he's referencing like the dog's pause.
No, well, he's never said that sentence before, but if he were to say that sentence, I mean, I know what he's saying now because of that given example of that sentence, but usually he'll just start a conversation very randomly about a topic that I did not even bring up, and it's very confusing.
Does he listen to the show?
No.
Gabe, does your dad listen to the show?
I'm almost sure that he would have no idea how to do that. Rich, thanks so much for coming on the show. We're excited to have you on. You're a fun guy.
Aww.
You always say funny things. You have a great, very, very East Coasty accent.
He's from Rhode Island.
I will bring this out as much as possible. Do you have some coffee?
Coffee.
We could make you coffee if you want.
Oh, I have some coffee here. Let me just go through my bag. There you go.
Oh, thank you for the coffee, July.
You're welcome.
Arabica beans. I like it.
Mm. Yeah, I made them myself.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
What we're doing now is we will talk about what's out there, what's trending right now. And right now, when we're recording, is Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Spooky.
So there may be some spooky trends. It's Friday, March 13th. about 9:27. I won't say you shouldn't say about and then a time like 9:27.
Yeah, what are you, Canadian, Gabe?
It's a boot 9:30.
There you go.
PM, which is I think our latest recording, and it's hot. It's hot in LA.
It's pretty hot here.
I don't like it.
No, it's super hot.
What do you think, Rich? You're a recent LA transplant.
I would agree. Yes, it's hot.
Yeah. Does it get hot where you're from?
No. I keep getting my family calling me, telling me, "Oh, it's snowing again." Oof. That's their weird Rhode Island accents.
No thanks. I'm glad it doesn't snow here. So happy about that.
I mean, I've lived in California most of my life, but I would like to see some snow every now and again, like one or two days a year.
Yeah, I want to live in a snow globe. You know, just shake things up a bit. I want some snow here.
I studied abroad in a snow globe once. It's not
well,
all
tell us about that.
Me.
Tell us about that.
Yeah,
how was
go
that?
On.
It really shook up my life.
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
I mean, there was just a lot of shaking, and there wasn't a lot to do. There was just Santa's workshop.
But you said you studied abroad. What were you studying?
Well, because the only snow globe I could get into was a Santa-themed one, so I was learning how to become an elf.
Yeah, and you got into the snow globe sort of like how Steve from Blue's Clues gets into paintings where you skidooed, right?
I skidooed right in there. Mm-hmm. I had my skidoo tickets.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience. Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
I love it so much. It's perfect.
Yeah, Agata is a board certified and addiction medicine.
It's true.
I'll bleep both of those out.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Because she's not.
Yes. Yeah, I am.
And we listeners from around the globe, the snow globe, they write in questions that are on our website, twb.cool/ask, or they call our hotline, which is 432 Agata. Hi. And I think someone did just that, right? Do you want to play a little voicemail call we got?
Yes.
Hello, Agata. This is a bear. So last night I was visiting my best friend from college and crashing on his couch when around 3 a.m. one of his new friends came in with a very, very drunk girl, said, "Hey, buddy, you're on my sex couch," and then went upstairs to the room of someone who wasn't home and had very, very loud sex while listening to Coldplay and John Mayer. My question is this some kind of karmic retribution for a sin I committed in a past life? How can I possibly reconcile this experience and see the good in the world again? Love the show.
Did he write that out?
It sounds like he did, which I fully am behind. You know, if you don't know what you're going to say, write it out beforehand, because you got to make these snappy.
I still couldn't follow that.
Okay, so what happened was, first of all, he's a bear.
Yeah,
okay. Crazy, first off.
First of all, a bear is emailing us. Okay.
The guy...
But I can't tell if the guy who came home to bang lives there or not.
He said it was his college friend's new friend. So a friend that he had made, I assume, since going to college.
Right.
So he was crashing on his friend's couch at college, I assume, in either... I would imagine not a dorm, but like a...
apartment.
An off-campus apartment.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's sleeping. A friend comes in, says, "You're on my sex couch," which he's got a sex couch in someone else's house, right? And
well,
says,
that's what, I mean,
he goes up to someone else's room, and then they have loud sex while listening to Coldplay and John Mayer.
No, I got it, but I still, like, I don't think that's clear if that person is supposed to be there or not.
Well, no, because if he was supposed to be there, he'd have his own room to go and have sex with.
But he does have a sex couch
there.
He
has the sex couch. How much more do you need?
But he went to someone else's room to have sex.
Because the sex couch was occupied by a bear.
Okay, so do you have advice for this person? Do you think it's karmic retribution for something he did in a past life?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you probably were kind of a dick at some point.
That's what you got?
Well, honestly, it sounds like you're being kind of a wimp about it. Like, you're upset that some guy is having sex in a house that you're in. Like, get over it.
If I'm permitted to weigh in, I've got a few thoughts about this. Firstly, this guy, I know you're a bear and everything, apparently, but listen, you got to get yourself to a point where you can go on a trip or something to visit your friend, but at the end of the night, you have enough money to like get yourself a hotel room. Because life is never great when you have to crash on other people's couches.
But why waste the money on a hotel when your friend has a perfectly good sex couch in his house?
Yeah.
I don't think it's... I would never consider staying at a hotel wasting money as opposed to, like, crashing, you know, crashing on someone's couch in the middle of their living room.
Sex couch.
Sex couch in the middle of the living room when they could have been, you know, like, making their own sex couch.
Yeah.
The Coldplay and John Mayer thing, that's not karmic retribution for you because we all have to deal with that, you know?
I want to know how long was it going on that they had to switch albums and artists.
It could have been a Coldplay, John Mayer rotating playlist.
I feel like if you're listening to Coldplay and John Mayer, you have the actual CDs and you're carrying them around in the jewel cases.
No, they probably have records.
Vinyl Mayer.
Yes, you have to have Vinyl Mayer.
Yeah. My friend Farah loves John Mayer. Shout out, Farah.
Do you have any advice for this guy?
Go ahead, Rich. You're the guest.
I do. I agree with Agata. I think this guy's kind of being a wimp. If someone found someone to love for a night while making love to John Mayer and Coldplay, all the better for them.
Do we have more questions?
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick my take on this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, July.
No, I agree with you and Rich. This guy's a real wimpy kid. a bear. Your name is Greg Heffley because you're the main character from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Is that the main character?
He looked it up. He's on the Wikipedia page.
No, I'm not. I know a lot about the Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's my favorite book series. It's a satirical, realistic fiction novel by Jeff Kinney.
Kinney? Kinneys can't write books.
Kinney. Yeah, let's do another question.
Okay, we did get another question that was written in on our website, and this is from Unwilling Roommate. I mean, we had something from Unrequited Roommate a few weeks back, but this is Unwilling Roommate.
Unless it's the same roommate that's just switched from Unrequited to Unwilling.
To read the next question, we have our announcer and piano player for the show, Robo Laura Hall. Laura, do you mind reading this next question from Unwilling Roommate?
Hello, I am Robo Laura Hall.
Hi, how are you? Rich, we have a robot.
I'm an avid listener to this podcast.
Okay.
I've actually followed Robo Laura Hall on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
Oh, good, real good. I'm a fan of Rich.
Aw.
She likes you.
Do you have, I mean, you're meeting Robo Laura Hall in person. Do you have any, like, questions, or do you want to just say how much you admire her?
Yeah, just use your words.
I would like to say you truly inspire me. For you to overcome being a robot, you've done so much with your life, and your words are so poetic.
Stop touching me, Rich.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were into that.
My eyes are up here.
Robo Laura Hall, I was just looking at your keyboard.
Let's get to the question.
Rejected. Wow, that must hurt.
Oh, I feel great.
Well, let's hope your fiance doesn't listen to this show.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
Okay, Robo Laura Hall, let her rip.
Dear Agata, my brother-in-law fell on hard times and has been living with my husband and I for free for the past 6 months. He finally got a job about a month ago, and we have made it clear that we would like him to move out as soon as he can. He keeps delaying things, stating that he hasn't found a suitable place. Then last weekend he bought a car and used all of his money for a down payment, so Now he claims he doesn't have money for a deposit on an apartment. I don't want him to be homeless. But I also can't afford and don't want to be supporting him any longer. How do I get him out of my house?
Thank you, Robo, Laura Hall. That was actually a surprisingly great reading of that.
Yeah.
I say, so the gist of that is just that her brother-in-law is sleeping on her couch and she's trying to get rid of him.
Sex couch.
It may or may not be a sex couch. They didn't specify, so I'm just going to assume that it is.
Okay.
Hi, Agata. It's a sex couch.
Thank you for clarifying. Thank you so much. So it is a sex couch, and he's sleeping on it, and he won't leave. Right? That's what you got?
Yeah, he's on their sex couch. He won't leave. He got a job, but then he ended up spending the money on a down payment for a new car that he should have been spending essentially on like a deposit for a new apartment. So he's still there, and of course he's her brother-in-law. He's her husband's brother, I assume, and as a result, she doesn't want to kick him out, but she's right. Got to get him the fuck out of there.
You gotta kick him out.
She wants to use her sex couch.
You gotta kick him out because he will stay as long as possible, and that's past the point of you being like, this is cool, which you're obviously already past. So you gotta tell him to leave. Be like, get out of here. By the end of the week, you gotta go.
But what if he doesn't have like an apartment? What if he just literally ends up sleeping in his new car?
Give him a real deadline and stick to it. And if he doesn't have an apartment, then he will have to figure out something else. He sounds like a grown-ass man, right?
I mean, he has a job and a car, so...
Yeah.
I know children with jobs and cars, so...
Oh, you do?
Name one.
Yeah. His name's Bobby Finkelman.
Oh, yeah, I know
sounds
Bobby.
Like, sounds yeah, like, you know Bobby? Yeah,
that sounds like a made-up name.
No. July just corroborated.
No.
He sounds like one of the old neighborhood kids.
He is a neighborhood kid, but he's not one of the old ones because he's still a child, right. And I'm a grown man.
Right.
Great. How do you know him?
Sometimes I hang out with the neighborhood kids, but I'm officially not a neighborhood kid. I'm a neighborhood adult.
You're a real boy.
I'm a real boy now.
Yeah.
He's the Rich is the guy that the neighborhood kids go to when they need someone to like unscrew the fire hydrant to dance in the.
Yes. I have that big wrench.
Yeah, it's a nice wrench you got there, Rich.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I brought it to this podcast. You guys like it?
Yeah, it's like it's like that character from Wreck-It Ralph, right?
That is where the inspiration came from.
Yeah, you saw that movie and you're like, oh, I got to get a wrench.
It's a hefty wrench.
Yeah.
Ow.
I agree with you to a degree.
Oh, wow.
You've gotta be able
to agree with me?
I agree that you don't want someone staying in your house that you don't want to stay in your house. I mean, you gotta have privacy with your lovers. You've gotta be able to have intimate did I turn you around against me?
Yeah. I've changed my mind to some new advice. I'm sorry. Let me re-record. Bleep out the rest of that. Listen, is your brother-in-law hotter than your husband? Because if he is, you should fuck him because he's already in your house. It's easy.
Agata, I'm going to go with that's terrible advice.
Yeah.
I'm with Gabe on this.
Yeah, what? That's not good advice.
Why?
Because she's married. She's got a husband. If she wants to have sex with her brother-in-law, which it doesn't sound from this question like she does.
I sense sexual tension in there.
Okay, I mean, you're the expert.
I am.
But, I mean, she should at least, you know, start splitting up with her husband first if she's going to...
Potato.
Rich, do not wave your wrench at me.
Robot Laura Hall, I thought I was just trying to impress you.
Okay, I-L-O-V-R-U.
Can you repeat that?
No, I hate you.
Guys, I don't feel comfortable here anymore. can I ask Agata a question?
Yeah.
For the segment?
Oh, sure. You're going to have to submit it through the website. I'm so sorry.
Okay, one second. So I was just wondering, so I thought things were going well with a robot named Laura Hall, and she just seems to... Things were hot and heavy, but now she's just giving me the cold shoulder. What should I do, Agata?
Oh, she's made out of metal. That's why her shoulder is cold.
Yeah. Oh, okay, never mind. You can scratch that.
Robo Laura Hall is horny.
Great job, Agata. I don't know how great your advice was, but it's never amazing, so...
Why would you say that?
I have to speak my truth.
That's such a rude thing to say. How would you feel if I said you're the worst at all the stuff you do?
Mom says bananas were infested with spiders that can cause hours-long erections.
Bananas?
Mom?
Yeah, erections?
Why does it say moms like it's all
I think
moms.
A mom, like, right? That's like, yeah, local mom.
It's a local mom story.
Okay. She says that bananas are infested with spiders.
Mm-hmm.
All bananas?
No, this is this takes place in Brazil.
Okay, so a local Brazilian mom.
Yep.
Well, it's a local Brazilian banana.
It's a British couple who's vacationing in Brazil.
A vacationing British mom.
Yes.
In Brazil, yep. Says that bananas, in Brazil specifically,
uh-huh,
have spiders in them that can cause hour-long erections.
Yeah, but she says it in a British accent.
Oh.
So say that again, Gabe, but in a British mom accent.
I think that these bananas contain spiders, which can give my hubby hours-long erections.
Well, how many hours were they before?
Oh, a fortnight.
And how many are there now?
Several fortnights.
What? That's so long to have an erection. That's like months, right?
Well, these are very special bananas.
Yeah, wow. Rich, do you have a question for British mom?
I just want to know why you're referred to as a mom only and not just like a woman.
Well, I've got little children, Simon, Clive, Banana.
Oh, wait, you have
named a baby banana? Boy or girl?
She was conceived after Nigel ate the special bananas.
Oh, it all makes sense now. That's the connection between you, the bananas, and your children.
Well, only the latest child, Banana.
Wow. I mean, that's crazy, British mom, but... You know, are these spiders dangerous for your husband, Nigel?
Well, I mean, his heart isn't as good as it used to be. That said, I'm not complaining.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
So whoa. Cheeky.
I am a bit cheeky with these bananas.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for talking to us, British mom. If no one else has any more questions for you,
yeah,
we'll
you
let
can
you
just
go.
Fly right out the window that you came in.
Okay. Well, better open my umbrella.
Is it raining?
She just flew away.
Yeah.
She flew out the window with an umbrella.
Let's move on to some comics.
Oh, hey, Laura Robohall. I'm sorry for everything.
Rich, can you not make her uncomfortable? She's trying to do her job.
I'm trying to apologize here.
Well, you're being real flirty with it, so cut
that
it down.
That wasn't flirty at all, Agata.
Yeah, right.
Rich, stop slobbering on me.
You're going to short circuit her.
I was just eating 7-Eleven hot dog chips.
Gabe.
Yeah.
You look a little down.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, you're okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm doing good this week.
Okay. Rich, you look a little down.
Yeah. I thought this relationship was going well with a certain robot someone. Turns out it's not requited.
Can you not bring that kind of drama to this set?
I'm sorry, Agata. When I have emotional issues, I can't hide them. I'm not a robot.
Rich, I have something that'll take your mind off of this.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. How about we read a comic?
I would love that, actually. I would really like that.
Yeah, okay. And I'll let you choose since you're the guest.
Yes.
We got a couple great choices of comics.
I'm very excited. I thought about this segment a lot.
We got Dilbert. We got Luann. We got Garfield. And we got Peanuts.
this is a hard one. And I listened to a bunch of your shows, and people chose Luann.
Yeah.
Which I don't get the draw.
Did. Well, it was International Women's Day, so Hayes had to pick that one.
Okay. I'm going to go with Dilbert.
All right.
Okay.
So, are you ready, Rich?
Yes.
All right, put your pants on.
Okay, 1 second. All right, I'm good.
Okay, great.
Now put a shirt on.
Agata, you are demanding. 1 second, let me get it out of my bag. Is this one okay?
I mean, it's not the best.
Yeah, I don't like the saying on the shirt. Pussy is what I eat all day long.
I'm sorry. It's the only shirt that was clean.
Fine. I'm fine with the shirt. Okay, so I'm just going to start reading the comic now. Okay, so there's three panels. First panel. Looks like it's Dilbert's friend. Kind of looks like Dilbert. He has glasses. He has like three little hairs popping out. Otherwise, he's bald.
His name might be Wally.
Okay, let's call him Wally. He has a green shirt. Looks like he has coffee in a mug. He's walking over to his friend. It's a lady with a triangle-shaped hairdo.
I think her name might be Alice.
Let's call her Alice.
Okay.
How do you know their name?
It's already funny, right? Because of her funny triangle hairdo.
I'm so impressed.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Does his mug have a funny saying on it?
It doesn't. It does not.
That was a missed opportunity.
So his friend says, Alice says, how does it feel to be the CEO's pet employee? Okay, so this is the first panel.
What is the context of these people? Who are they?
Like, they're Dilbert's coworkers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the next panel says, ooh, it's a new angle, too. The first angle was sort of like a wide shot you would see on a regular sitcom or something. Because, I mean, let's be honest here. Dilbert was inspired by the British Office.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very...
Even though it predates it by many years.
Very funny. It's a very funny show. Mm-hmm. Very funny, Rich.
No, I agree.
Check it out.
I agree.
I mean, it's very funny. Okay, now Wally responds to the first question that was thrown at him from the first panel. And he says, we call it mentoring. And then she says, has it changed you?
Okay, so we're still on panel two right now, yep. Right? First panel, she asks him,
mm-hmm.
How do you like being the pet employee?
Yep.
And he's like, no, we call it mentoring. And mm-hmm. she goes, has it changed you?
Yes.
So we're just setting up for a great joke in panel three.
It's all set up. It's all set up for the great punchline that's going to come at the end, Rich.
Okay.
So put your pants on.
Fine. While I'm putting on my pants, Gabe, thank you for explaining that with articulation and emotion. Now I get it.
You're welcome.
Take your shirt off.
I shouldn't have brought a less offensive shirt.
Yeah, you really should have.
Yeah, here, I'll take off my shirt and I'll let you have that.
Thank you. Thank you for the nice shirt.
Yeah. Mine says, I eat the puss. Much nicer than what your shirt says.
I'm just going to put it on an inside out. 1 second, guys.
Inside is just a drawing of a dick.
Why did you draw a dick in the inside of your shirt, July?
It was the shirt that I used for summer camp.
Okay, explain
anyway,
further.
No, I'm trying to get through this comic. Panel three, final panel. Extra funny because we're still in that same shot of triangle hair Alice, but it's zoomed in, so it's
why
only
so
like
mad?
Half of her chair. Because fucking Rich is asking me about camp days, and I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me just read you a comic. I want to make you happy, okay?
I want you
to forget about
this is helping. This
Robo
is helping.
Laura Hall. Just
don't
give
say
me
your
the
name.
Cold shoulder.
Now that you mentioned her name, the emotions are rushing back. So let's get to this third panel quickly.
Okay, great. Okay, so zoomed in. Alice, over the head. Wally says no, but he seems more useless lately. Alice says, I guess there's no backflow preventer on mentoring.
You're going to have to repeat that.
Which part?
Her line.
Oh. So she says, I guess there's no backflow preventer on mentoring.
What the fuck is backflow preventer?
Yeah, do you know what that is?
I'm guessing it's a term about toilets.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is?
Which makes it super funny because, you know, we all love toilet humor here.
Yeah.
Let's move on to a new trend.
Okay, I'm into it. Let's hear it.
Falconer catches aggressive owl that terrorized Dutch town.
Wait, are you serious? The owl from a previous episode, the one that terrorized the Dutch town, was caught by a falconer?
Yes.
Oh my god, this is the first time we've ever had a follow-up on Trends with Benefits.
Yeah, I've listened to that episode.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
5 stars.
Ow, why are you throwing stars at me?
We've had so many owl-related trends on this show.
It's true. Why are there so many owl trends?
It's reported that 600 Tootsie Pops were lost in this engagement.
I've never thought about owls as much as I do when we're recording.
July, how is that going to affect Tootsie Pop sales and pricing?
I mean, do you want a Tootsie Pop right now? Because you can't get it because they're gone.
All the Tootsie Pops are gone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if this is something that you guys can say if you never heard this before, but when I was a kid, they used to say that if you got the Tootsie Pop wrapper with the Indian on it, is this something you guys know about?
Yeah, I know about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get a free Tootsie Pop.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I think it was like an unofficial rule.
Mm-hmm.
So even I have a bunch of those saved up. Does that mean?
You better cash in them now, Gabe. Yeah. You got to cash those in. Because pretty soon they're going to go extinct, all Tootsie Pops.
I should say Native American.
Well, I mean, you got to, I mean.
Can I make a somewhat related statement?
Please.
Last night I went to Rite Aid and bought 2 Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, which the cream eggs. Original
cream. The cream eggs, which there's like an issue and the price has gone up 220%. Uh-huh. They were $1.19.
Wow. Let's and they're smaller now.
Are they?
I think so. Am I the only one? I mean, who's noticed this?
I don't know.
I noticed the price increase. It hurt my bottom line.
Well, the chocolate hens where these Cadbury eggs come from have been shrinking, so that may be why these eggs are shrinking, Gabe.
Right. Well, it's a good time of year. I mean, if we can't get Tootsie Pops, at least we can go get those Cadbury eggs. Even if we have to pay a little bit more, I think they're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
They pack more sugar than almost any other candy that I've ever had in such a small egg shape.
I'm going to ask you guys a quiz question.
Great.
You brought a quiz?
Yes. What is the substance inside a Cadbury cream egg?
Really good question.
Owl jizz.
Close.
Falcon jizz.
Closer. As Cake Boss would say, fondant.
A fondant. It's fondant. Is that true?
It's fondant. Fondant. It's fondant.
It is the sweetest substance in the world, though.
The Cadbury eggs?
Yeah.
They are very sweet.
Like, more than anything, like even Nutella and shit like that. Those Cadbury eggs are like.
Favorite candy bar? Go.
Cadbury cream eggs.
July.
Mr. Good Bar.
Oh, that's a terrible answer. Nobody has ever.
It's in the name. Horrible. It's in the name. It's a good bar. And it's very gentlemanly. You know, he's a mister, he's not a, not a boy.
Is that why you eat it to look more gentlemanly?
I do. I wear a tuxedo whenever I'm eating a Mr. Good Bar, and I make it a whole evening. I don't just go buy a Mr. Good Bar and eat it. I make a whole night of it.
Do you flaunt it and like eat it in public, or do you eat it in the privacy of your own home?
Of course. Hey, with a Mr. Good Bar, I gotta flaunt. Okay.
Friday is World Sleep Day.
Like right now, Friday?
Yeah, as we're taping this, it's Friday.
Well,
it's...
I don't know about you guys, but I'm not asleep.
I could sleep.
I could sleep, but I'm not.
I am asleep.
You are asleep? Is this your dream or your nightmare?
World Sleep Day, that sounds nice. It sounds relaxing. It's Friday the 13th,
mm-hmm.
so it's a spooky sleep World Sleep Day.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of...
I might have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, I might have trouble.
Guys, I'm going to be on a ghost ship tomorrow. Do you think all the Friday the 13th ghosts are going to be on there?
No, because tomorrow's Saturday the 14th.
Yeah, but they got to go somewhere.
That's where we all know that's where ghosts go, onto ships after Friday the 13th.
Yeah, they're the vacation.
They come to mainland on Friday the 13th, and then they go back to ships.
Well, that's exactly right. They come to the land to haunt people.
Yep.
Well, they
You're
did.
Looking at me like I'm crazy.
They did film Ghost Ship, the not straight to DVD movie, on the Queen Mary, so you might see a couple ghosts on there.
I would love to. I would love to.
You would love to? What would you...
I like ghosts. I think they're cool.
Do you have any ghost stories?
No, I don't really have any, like, of my own experiences.
I have a good ghost story. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on, let me take off my pants. I don't want to pee on my pants hearing this ghost story.
So, it was a Friday the 13th, much like today. But this Friday the 13th was not in March. It was in October.
Oh, no, the scariest of all months.
And you know what that means? You know what October means? It means they start coming out with spooky cereals.
Oh, my gosh.
Like Count Chocula.
No.
Frankenberry. Oh, my God. And the scariest of all the cereals, Boo Berry.
I don't like it. I don't like the story.
So, I was a little high this day. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I needed to get me some cereal.
No, don't do it.
So I walked my way over to the pantry, and I opened the door of the pantry, and who was there? Boo Berry. And you know what he said?
I think I do, but I don't want to say it because it's too scary.
He said, "Boo, have a bowl of cereal." And I did.
Well, I'm sure glad I took my pants off for that.
You're sitting in a puddle now.
Are you ready for a hoedown?
What? Am I ready for a hoedown?
Are you ready for a hoedown?
Oh, I am. Rich?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, so, I mean, every week on the show, we like to end by sort of choosing our favorite trend of the week. And doing a traditional whose line is it anyway style hoedown about that trend. And Robo Laura Hall, whom you've heard play the illustrious piano music throughout the show, will come out and play our hoedown theme as the real Laura Hall does on Whose Line Is It Anyway.
And she did on our show for a little while.
Yeah, that didn't last. So I think the best trend that we covered this week is the bananas with spiders.
Agreed.
Y'all ready for this?
Rich?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Well, the greatest part of eating a banana is when you peel it. It's really good. I do it real slow and sharp. I do it with my teeth. I get it all nice and slobbery. Gets all wet like my erect penis.
Oh, I just popped back in here. Where are my manners? I must have been eating too many bananas. Every time that I come over to this place, it seems that I've got banana pieces all over my face.
I ate a banana from Trader Joe's. It was on sale, but they didn't tell me it had toes in it from spiders. They were daddy long legs, and now I have an erection for days and days and days.
Well, I don't like bananas. That's something that's true. If I am handed a banana, I'll give it to you. Because I get erections by myself. So take your erection and put it on the shelf.
Put it on the shelf.
On the shelf.
Great one. Yeah.
That was great.
It was great that the British lady stopped by to do.
Yeah.
She didn't say bye before. Yeah.
She just literally popped in right for her verse and then immediately left. It was weird.
Hey, you know, we talked a lot of trends today. We had a lot of fun. It's so hot in this room. I'm going to dip my head in a big bowl of banana soup. But hey, Rich, thank you so much for coming on our show. You got to come back. You're a reg.
Thank you guys for having me.
Well, we'll talk about that.
I mean, I understand that you three and Robo Laura Hall will probably...
Yeah, we have to have a show meeting, but...
She doesn't really have a say.
Rich, do you have anything that you want to point listeners to? Some, you know, cool things you've made?
I would like to point listeners to my favorite podcast, Trend with Benefits.
They're already there.
Oh, okay.
Already listening.
I'll point listeners to my Twitter, which I just started a new one because my fiance's mom continually followed my old one. And every time I would block her, she'd be like, oh, Rich, you're not on Twitter anymore? So I'd have to unblock her. So I made a new one. It's at Rich Campers.
Just tell her you're not on Twitter.
Oh, so I've been following the wrong Rich Camp on Twitter.
Yes, you followed the wrong one, Gabe.
Okay. Well, okay, follow him at Rich Campers.
Well, if your mother-in-law listens to this show, now she's going to know.
Yeah, my entire family in Rhode Island listens to the show, so I kind of threw myself under the bus.
I am going to send them a link.
Rich, you're following 69 people. Did you do that on purpose?
Yes. Yes. Alan Covert made it number 69.
That's the 69th person you followed is Sandler crony Alan Covert?
Shockingly, there were 69 other people to follow before him.
How are his tweets?
Like, excellent. July, would you like to tell us what his bio is?
Oh, his bio is www.adamsandler.com. This is not a joke. This is not a bit. This is the truest thing that's ever been said on the show.
What? We're always keeping it real in here.
Agata, do you have a plug of any kind?
I want to plug Desperate Housewives. Do you guys remember that show and how popular that was?
Uh-huh.
It was all about like old ladies banging pool boys and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You just want to plug that old show?
Mm-hmm.
Is it streaming on Netflix?
I don't know.
July, do you want to give your plugs to Laura Hall as usual?
Yes, I have nothing to plug. I give all my plugs to Robo Laura Hall. Please, Laura Hall, whatever you want to plug, go ahead.
I want to plug bananas. They remind me of Dykes.
Dykes?
Yeah, I mean, I think I know what she's saying. Guys, don't make fun of Robo Laura Hall when she's in the room.
I still love you, Robo Laura Hall.
Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook at TrendsW Benefits, where the W is for with. And we're also on SoundCloud and on iTunes and all of that fun stuff. And please send your Ask Agata questions to twb.cool/ask or 432 Agata Hi. We're getting some great questions in and we really appreciate them. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.